Jez, you talked about, you know, obviously some fans very supportive of him, others less so, and you talked about, you know, some of the fans who have the biggest gripe to speak loudest. There have been a lot of rumours that he got a bit of abuse at the Preston game, and that was the thing that finally pushed him over the edge. What do you say about that?
Well, I saw Steve drive up because the boardroom's over the car park, and I actually saw him leave because he left before I did. There, he did have some words, or some supporters, Wolves supporters, did have words with him before the game, and I think there were Preston fans actually that had a word with him. And we're talking small numbers here, as he left, and then maybe people had, you know, seen him in his car or what have you. But that's part and parcel of the game, and he understands that. So he can take the rough and the smooth of supporter abuse, and we all get it, and we all don't like it, but it's just part and parcel of the game, and anyone who comes into the game understands that, or needs to understand that. So he got that, and that wasn't the reason.
He was used to that then?
Well, I don't think you ever get used to it. No, I mean, I've been involved in the game for 25 years, yes. And you're not used to it, and you still get it. But people don't understand. People are so passionate about what they want, and the whole industry is fueled by seeing what Manchester City do, what Manchester United do, and everyone wants their club to do the same, and therefore they think when somebody can't do the same, there's something wrong with them, because it's normal to spend £100 million in the summer transfer window. It must be. Come on, we're a big club. Look at the history of our football club. We're often measured by the history of our club, aren't we? Our once proud club. What did we do? 3 times title winners, European. You know, why aren't we doing it now? Well, the whole thing is different, and people need to understand that. There aren't all of these owners that are just out there ready to spend their own money on fueling a football club and its transfer policy. The Premier League is, when you're in the Premier League now, it's such a lopsided environment, isn't it? That so a smaller club can be in the Premier League and spend money that a bigger club by history, i.e. Wolves against, say, a smaller team in the Premier League, suddenly we can't compete financially. And the supporters want their owners to... Well, it doesn't matter. Get your chequebook out and compete equally.
So had he fallen out of love with some of those supporters then? And that's...
No, I don't think he's fallen out of love with the supporters. I think his reasons are cumulative effect. And at no point has he said to me that supporters have driven him out or anything. That's not the case.